This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. China's National Health Commission says that the death toll from the coronavirus outbreak has risen significantly to more than 1,500. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization expressed concern about the increasing number of health workers getting infected with the deadly virus. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Executive Director of WHO Health Emergencies, Michael Ryan, says it is not unusual for health workers to become infected during disease outbreaks. He says the WHO and China are exploring the time period in which the infections have occurred.
Our understanding is that the cases amongst health workers peaked in the third and fourth week of January, and there's been a rapid fall off in the number of cases that have occurred in health workers in the last 2 weeks. This may reflect increased levels of training, increased levels of protection, and also increased levels of awareness.
The WHO says a joint mission with China on COVID-19 is moving forward. It says 12 international and WHO experts will arrive in China in the next few days. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Federal prosecutors declined to charge former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, closing an investigation into whether he lied to federal officials about his involvement in a news media disclosure. McCabe's lawyer said in a statement that they were told in a phone call and letter that the case is closed, no charges will be brought against him based on facts. McCabe, a frequent target of attacks from President Donald Trump for his role in investigating Russian interference in the 2016 election, denied that he intentionally misled anyone. The Justice Department Inspector General had accused McCabe of repeatedly lying about authorizing a subordinate to share information with a newspaper reporter for a 2016 article about an FBI investigation into the